Good morning, everybody. I'd like to start reading in Matthew 16, verse 24. This morning. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anybody wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" I'm going to talk about carrying your cross a little bit this morning. It doesn't mean literally carry a cross. It means when Jesus says deny yourself, pick up the cross and follow me, it means pick up his teachings that he's left for us. And growing up, when we would have to do Sunday school, memorize verses and stuff. That's what the adults were preparing us for. Is they were just helping us learn Jesus' basic teachings and stuff. And I'd like to read verse 19 here, or chapter 19, "Rich Young Ruler." "And someone came to him and said, 'Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?' And he said to him, 'Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter eternal life, keep the commandments.' Then he said to him, 'Which ones?' And Jesus said, 'You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" And the young man said to him, "All these things I have kept, and what am I still lacking?" And Jesus said to him, "If you wish to complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come follow me." But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. To him, having treasures on earth were more important than having treasures in heaven. He didn't want to do what it took to follow Jesus. He didn't want to carry his cross. He just wanted to do what he wanted to do. He didn't want to do Jesus' teachings. He wanted to live his life how he wanted to. Reminds me of a story of a man was carrying his cross, and he was really heavy, and he was bent over, and one of his friends seen him and was like, "Hey, if you cut a little bit of that off, you know, it'd be lighter." He's like, "Oh, that's a good idea." And so he cut a little off, and when he did that, every time it got heavy again, he just cut a little bit more off. And then he got to the river of life, and it was too short to reach across, and he couldn't get across, and he fell in and drowned. Just a good reminder of going through life. You have people that try to lower your standards to do what they want to do, but you want to make them come up to your level, and you don't want to. They'll try to get you to do things that you know isn't the right thing to do, but maybe more fun. But you just need to stay strong and stand up and say, "No, you're not going to do it." That's kind of all I had this morning. Is there any prayer requests? Pray. Dear God, thank you for another day. Thank you for allowing us to gather here this morning. Help us to open our minds and hearts and ears to the sermon this morning, and help us to apply it to our lives, and help us to live our lives for you, and just help us to be lights and just live for you. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.